I don't care what you need, Detective Kovac, she said. You aren't more important than my child. Kovac arched a brow and took a step back. So much for her weakened physical state. She looked like a tigress, ready to tear his throat out. My mistake. Yes, it is. She looked down then, touched a hand to her forehead, and winced as her fingers brushed against the angry red abrasion, flesh versus concrete. I'm sorry, Anka. We got cut off. Please get Lucy in her pajamas and put a movie on for her. She was silent for a moment, listening to the nanny. Yes. All right. Put her on. Aye, sweet pea, she said softly, tears welling in her eyes. Kovac turned a little away from her in order to look like he wasn't eavesdropping, even though he was. No, honey, I won't be home before you go to bed. I'm sorry. I know I promised, but I had an accident and fell down, and I'm at the doctor now. She closed her eyes, and a couple of tears squeezed out from between her lashes. No, honey, I don't know what time Daddy will get home. Why don't you have a slumber party with Anka? She touched a knuckle beneath the blackening eye to discreetly wipe away the tears. Kovac scowled and turned away completely. He didn't want to feel sorry for Carrie Moore. She was no friend to him, certainly no friend to Stan Dempsey, who would never be right again after working the Haas murders. He couldn't even imagine what Wayne Haas and his son were feeling after hearing about the judge's ruling against the prosecution. The last thing Kovac wanted was to feel sorry for her. I'll see you in the morning, sweetheart. I love you more. Her voice strained. She said goodnight and ended the call. Kovac waited. Liska joined him. Did you make her cry? She whispered, accusatory. I didn't do anything. And you wonder why you're single. I know why I'm single, he grumbled, and I know why I'm gonna stay that way. Let's get this over with. Judge Moore had her voice and her composure back. Kovac shrugged. Liska gave him a look of womanly disgust and pushed past him. Judge Moore, I'm Detective Liska. I know who you are, the judge said. Can we cut to the chase, Detective? I want to go home. The resident piped up then. No, I'm sorry, Judge Moore. You have a concussion. We'll need to admit you overnight for observation. Carrie Moore raised her chin and gave the young doctor a glimpse of the steely look she had leveled at many a difficult witness in her days as a prosecutor. I'm going home to my daughter. I'll sign a release. Why don't you get that process started? The science club president looked like she didn't know whether she should be offended or afraid. She disappeared into the hall. You might want to reconsider that, Judge Moore, Liska said. Someone attacked you. I was mugged. It's over. With all due respect, you don't know that. Kovac watched her set her jaw as best she could, considering the split lip. She wanted to believe what she wanted to believe. You managed to piss off a lot of people today, Judge, he said. Maybe someone decided they needed to express themselves in person. He stole my wallet. Bonus. He? Liska said. Did you see him? No, he was behind me. The voice was male. Young, old, black, white. Angry. That's what I remember. Angry. Full of rage. What did he say? You fucking bitch, you fucking cunt, the judge said without emotion. Did he use your name? Kovac asked. No. You didn't recognize the voice?
No, of course not.
So, he knocked you down, grabbed your purse, that was it? Kovac said, knowing that that wasn't so.
She closed her eyes briefly, started to sigh, winced again, and tried to cover that up. Tough cookie, he thought. The mutt had done a number on her. She had to be in a considerable amount of pain, and he knew from experience, docs didn't dole out the good narcotics to people with concussions. They had probably given her some Tylenol. Big deal, like putting a Band-Aid on a shark bite. She had to have one mother of a headache. I was going to my car.
Did you see anyone in the parking ramp?
Kovac asked. No.
In the skyway?
No. I went to pull my keys out of my purse.
You should have had them out before you left the government center.
She flicked an annoyed look at him. I dropped my Palm Pilot, bent to pick it up. He hit me from behind, hard across the back with some kind of club. He kept hitting me, cursing me. I was trying to grab my car keys. Where was your wallet? I dropped my purse when he knocked me down. Everything spilled out of it. Kovac and Liska exchanged a glance. And he was calling you names, hitting you, Liska said. Yes. You fucking bitch, you fucking cunt, Kovac said. Yes.